Yes, it is. Hi, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. Now, Andy, this is something that is so me because I have three children and I'm very much going, go and play hopscotch. What do you mean you want to sit in front of a screen? Get outside.
Go and get muddy.
Yeah, exactly. Go and run around for a little bit. Which means that when it comes to games, I haven't got a clue what I'm doing. I'm not alone, am I?
Yeah, so some research that Game Commission showed that around 42% of parents in the Shropshire area were confused or frustrated in terms of finding games that were a really good fit for their family. So obviously it's interesting to talk about how can we help those parents find better games.
Well, it's just a world I don't understand. It's like my children will say, I would like to play this game, like Minecraft. And I had to go away and say, I'm going to play it for 2 months first and I'll let you know if it's appropriate.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a great thing to do. To actually follow up and do that is the trick of actually spending the time playing it. But getting parents involved in the game playing that happens in the home suddenly transforms the conversation, and providing resources to help parents understand games more easily is important. And I really like this Game Junior section in game stores where the games for kids are in one space and also the staff are trained to introduce families to games that are a good fit.
Well, that's good because you don't know what you're getting. Just because your child comes home and says, oh, everybody at school's playing this, it's a world you don't understand, and a lot of money to fork out if all of a sudden you put it on and go, no, it's too violent.
Yeah, so the PEGI ratings on the front of the box are a really good symbol to get used to reading and sort of paying attention to. And they'll mark which game it's suitable for which age group. And so, again, in that Game Junior section, just those free 7-12-year-old games are in one place. And if you turn the box over, then there's more information on the back that says why this particular game has been rated at a certain age rate.
Is that new? Because I don't think I'd ever heard of it before. Does it work just like cinema classifications?
It's a similar sort of scheme. It's been around for a while, but the thing that changed last year was that legislation meant that these PEGI symbols are now sort of legally enforced at retail and are the single system in terms of how we rate games in this country and in most of Europe, where previously we'd had a mixed economy with BBFC and PEGI. So now it's much simpler for parents, and it's more about communicating and telling parents how to find out about games and how to take advantage of things like Game Junior and the PEGI information.
Because it can be quite alienating, can't it, when your child is sat there talking about this world that you have no concept about?
I think it is, until the point where you actually enter that world with them and it's sort of the scales fall from the eyes a bit and you sort of play as well and you get a bit more of an insight. So staying as an outsider, it isn't something that necessarily parents have grown up with. So it's a sort of a new space to play. And by entering that with the child, also the kids seem to get more out of it, in my experience, when mum and dad play along as well.
That's true. But then we get addicted and we're like, no, no, don't mess up my score. Get off.
Yeah, we'd be playing once they're in bed. That's what I do with my son. I play FIFA, the football game, with him, and he's been getting really good. So I've been putting in some extra practice once he's tucked up in bed.
Competitive dad syndrome.
Yeah, I probably am. Fantastic.
Are we getting better as parents?
I think, you know, as these resources are made available, parents are able to sort of play more of a role in the games that are played in the home. And I've put some videos together looking at real families that you can see on game.co.uk/gamejunior that look at how real families in real life deal with games, how they find the games that are suitable, and then how they play them in the home. I think it's those sorts of conversations, whether it's online or whether it's with friends and family sort of that you have around you, that can make a real difference.
Andy Robertson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Press stop. That's lovely, Andy. Thank you.
Good stuff.
Cheers then. Bye-bye.
Bye.